So I just got finished watching the All Access epilogue. Floyd Money Mayweather, Conor the Notorious McGregor. And I've got some new thoughts on it. Now, watching the fight live is always fucking entertaining, clearly. And we had a really great time watching it live. Did it in a movie theater. I've never done that before. I was actually a little bit surprised at how, I guess, tame or laid back it was. I expected like a theater full of people, a rowdy atmosphere watching the fight. It was more like literally going to see a movie. Completely pitch black. Everyone's quiet. I think I even got shushed a few times, which is fucking weird. It's like, it's not a movie, but we don't have to pay attention to the fucking plot line. You're not going to miss any dialogue, but I digress. I watched the fight a few times the next day on YouTube, allegedly. And sometimes I like to watch it without any commentary. But even watching it the second time, I think I was riding the high from the live event. Watching it the first time, my thoughts were, man, this is a really good fucking fight. It's competitive. It's close. And I think I've seen every single one of Floyd Mayweather's fights. I've seen all of Conor's UFC fights. And I thought I knew what to expect going into it. But I don't know. I was still shocked by the competitiveness of the event. Just the spectacle of it was amazing. But at the same time, I think I let the hype around it influence my judgment. So watching it again tonight, especially with the All Access, maybe they just do a really good job on All Access of like pumping you up and shit, but whatever. Either way, it gave me a few quick and different points of view on the fight. So number one, I don't think it was as close as we initially thought it was. Now, before I get into taking sides on it or whatever, Floyd Mayweather, to me, is my favorite boxer of his era. I think he's the best of his era. I don't know where you put him in like the top of all time. That gets to be a little bit of a weird discussion when you're talking about weight classes and competition. I think he's the best of his era, hands down, and I'll just leave it there. Conor, it's got to be my favorite combatant, like my favorite fighter in combat sports. Now, his attitude, his allure, his fucking character, so to speak, which probably isn't even an act. The guy just seems genuine. It's all fucking fantastic. It's entertaining. It's amazing. The guy just never ceases to entertain. And with all that said, I don't think it was as close as we initially thought. So Floyd is known for dropping rounds. If you go back and look at cards on his other fights, and you can see them because they are fully played out fights, 12 rounds, because he doesn't really knock many people out. Now, coming up early, if you're a fan of boxing, if you've been around to watch the game for a while, you know Floyd was a killer in the lighter weight classes. A killer. He didn't carry that up with him. After he became the A-side after De La Hoya, he decided to play a defensive game and sit back and counterpunch, and he picked his opponents accordingly. Did he duck anyone? Popular opinion says yeah, but I don't see it. Maybe he fought Pacquiao a little bit too late. You can contend that. You can say he fought Shane too late, but also they weren't eager to sign the fucking contracts either. But either way, he's definitely become a more reserved fighter. And looking at that, if you look at his fight since 2006 even. So prior to that, he was more of an aggressive fighter. After that, he's always dropped the first couple rounds. And I think people, they got away from realizing that he drops the first few rounds almost intentionally. I mean, the guy threw single-digit punches the first couple rounds. Now, was Conor coming forward? Was he going clean, accurate punches? Yeah. Was he doing a little bit of tricky shit like the hammer fist? Whatever. I'm glad to see he didn't get docked a point. Either way, again, looking at it now and having watched the fight a number of times, I don't think it was as close as anyone appears to want to be quick to point out. So Stephen A. Smith saying that he would have gotten knocked out by a younger fighter, a better boxer. Even Max Kellerman, who I think is the premier fucking voice on boxing, even he says that this was a better fight than we thought. It was competitive. It was a great event. It was a spectacle. And it was a great event and it was a spectacle, but I don't think it was that great of a fight. So again, getting into a few new points. Number one, Conor's mom is fucking hot. Now, that's left field, but she is. Whatever. So was his girl. Happy for him. But yeah, Floyd was fucking just toying with him. Like, the camera being in the corner and hearing his coaches and hearing him come back to the corner and talk, it was just all part of the plan. He dropped the first few rounds, kicked it in gear in the fourth, really kicked it in gear in the sixth, seventh, and eighth, and then we all know what happened in the ninth and tenth. Now, watching it live, I really thought the body shot to open the ninth round was legitimate. Watching a close-angled replay, especially with Showtime, to me, their broadcast is just fucking phenomenal. To see that, it was definitely a low blow. And what Connor did, maybe he had him in a little bit of trouble, or what it appeared to be trouble. I don't think it was. He grabbed him. He was trying to clinch, and he doesn't know how to clinch, but he was trying to, and he was trying to take a fucking breath. So regardless of what someone might tell you, when he landed the low blow or body shot, even call it legal, and Floyd retreated to the corner, he didn't start teeing off on him. He grabbed him way before the ref got there. So it was definitely a tactic, a ploy to try to catch a breather. He was already too gassed at that point, though. It was too fucking late. Now, another couple takeaways I got from it. The post-fight interviews, like immediately following the fight, even in the ring. Conor McGregor is a fucking champion. The dude is just so humble in victory and defeat. You can always tell when somebody's trying to sell a fight, and they both were doing that. But man, to see those guys give each other props was really fucking cool. It was really special to see that. Not that you'd expect anything else. I mean, sometimes people have bad blood or talk shit even after a fight, like Adrian Broner, but there's a reason those guys don't get to the elite status or the elite level. It's a mindset. It's a state of mind to where if you don't respect your opponent to that level, that's how you come across a Maidana in, you know, Adrian Broner's point or his case. That's how you come across a Maidana and get fucking destroyed. Also, I don't think Floyd was as slow as maybe we thought. So like watching it, I was also the mind state of, I don't think he'd last very long with a Canelo or a better fighter, like, I don't know, Terrence Crawford, something like that. Or even if you wanted to go up and say Triple G, maybe they fight at a catchweight. I really thought that maybe he would come back for a 51st fight and fight the winner of Triple G Canelo. He says he won't. If they were to fight, he'd be 41. Triple G's in his 30s, but Canelo's too young, too fucking strong. But with that said, I don't think he would fight the same fight. I don't think he would come out and purposely drop the first few rounds. I think he would set the tone early, set the pace, go back to his defensive counter-punching ways, and just run away with it. But either way, great fucking fight, man. In the pre-fight analysis with myself and the two Daves, we kind of talked about it, not to brag a little bit, but, you know, I did call it. I said Floyd would come out, hands up, turtle shell, walk him down, put his head in his chest, TKO 10, nailed it. I did not expect Connor to look that crisp. And to be honest, man, I'm really excited to see what that dude has in store. And Paulie Malignaggi has been really, really, really pushing for this fight with him. I think that's what this whole tactic was about. Connor was very vocal and very public with his aggression towards Malignaggi and his interviews and saying, yeah, we're going to bring him in. He's going to have to answer for the shit talking. There's no way a guy like Malignaggi, who's a better boxing brain than he is a physical specimen. He's got a great jab. He's got great head movement. He used to be quick on his feet. Maybe he's not anymore, but there's no way he didn't fucking know what he was getting into. So I think this entire ploy was to try to get a fight with Connor. And to be honest, I'm excited for that. Like, I would love to see Connor box again. At the same time, I'd love to see him go back to the UFC and challenge some people that they're talking about there, or even move up and wait and fight Woodley. How crazy would that be to see this fucking kid fight for a belt in three weight classes? And that would be a really entertaining fight. And even Woodley was in a few interviews singing his praises. And if you think he doesn't know that there's a potential fight on the horizon, then you're fucking crazy. Connor's 29. I don't know how old Woodley is, but he's around that. It would be fucking amazing. And I don't think Connor would or should be an underdog in that fight. If Floyd comes back, I don't know. He's going to be knocking on the door of the Roy Jones territory, where fantastic fighter, once in a generation fighter, maybe hung around a little bit too long. At the same time, who's to say he wouldn't fight a completely different fight? Either way, I don't know. But it was fun to watch the half dozen times I watched it. Hats off to both fighters. Fantastic event. It generated 6.5 million pay-per-view buys. What? That's in addition to the illegal streams. And if you think about it, that's only registering per box, right? Think about how many fucking eyes actually watched that fight. How many people had fight parties? how many people were like myself and watched it in a theater or a bar or fuck, there was a concert hall down the street from my house that actually had it. Like everywhere you went, this fight was the shit. I may or may not even have a few posters from some local establishments. Maybe they gave them to me. Maybe I allegedly walked out with them. Who knows? Either way, man, fucking amazing. And I'm a little bit sad to see Floyd retire because as a boxing fan, I think it was Oscar De La Hoya that got me into boxing, like watching it religiously. Before that, or maybe around the same time, it was Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, all that kind of shit. The 90s, like it was just everywhere you fucking turned, man. It was just great. I think it was the golden era of boxing outside of like the 50s, 60s and all that shit. And Ali and then Leonard and Hagler and Hearns. Or even before that with Sugar Ray, the original Sugar Ray Robinson and Jake LaMotta and all those fucking bouts and Jack Dawson. Dude, I could just spill it. But there's one thing for sure is Conor McGregor definitely got me in to MMA. I mean, I remember when the UFC came out and it was cool, but I don't know. I've always been a bigger fan of boxing, but I followed Conor the same way I followed Floyd, or I followed, it's almost embarrassing to admit it, I followed fighters like Andre Berto or like Paulie Malignaggi or even Miguel Cotto. It's like I love to find a fighter young in their career and then follow it. And it's been nothing but amazing for me to do that with Floyd. Even in his boring fights like Carlos Baudemir, things like that, or Andre Berto, like when you look at it, you go, why the fuck are you fighting him? But people tend to forget he always fought the next guy up. And I think that's what Conor does. Maybe importantly to point out, the UFC kind of makes you fight the next guy up, but I think that guy calls the shots in his own fights from here on out. So I'm excited to see what he does regardless. And I'm a little sad to see Floyd go, because it's not so much him as a fighter, but the end of an era. Like I was almost sad to watch Bernard Hopkins fight Roy Jones Jr. again for the rematch. Because it's like, this is representing two legends, you know, past it. They've jumped the shark. I mean, Hopkins went on to make history with his title wins late in his career, almost fucking 50. There's a reason they called him the alien for a little bit. But yeah, either way, it's sad to see him go. But man, what a wonderful fucking career. And equally as excited to watch Conor progress onto his, whichever ring that may be in. So yeah, say all that to say, check out our fight recap with myself, Jimmy, and Dave. It was a good time to sit and talk about it with them. It was a long conversation. I pulled the fight bits out of a different, you know, podcast that you'll find up on here as well, which was a fantasy football episode. But yeah, if you are listening to this, man, thank you. I probably know who you are. I can count on one hand who actually does listen to it, but fuck it. Either way, you know, if this podcast doesn't do anything, at the very worst, I can look back and say I had some cool conversations about cool shit that I'm interested in with my friends, and that's a pretty good fucking fail. So wherever you are, fuck off. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, dumpster fire? Which one is it?
Yeah, now I'm thinking like doing time. That's kind of cool, right? Doing time with a real motherfucker like me.
If you hated it, suck a dick.
Go fuck yourself.
If you're going to bed,
who would you rather fuck? I'm going to have to edit the fuck out of this.
Either way, the fucking government is fine.
I do want to talk about the fight before we wrap it up, though, because that shit was lit.
Talk about it.
111 punches landed by Conor. Conor.
Well, I tell you, it was more than Pacquiao, more than...
Yeah, I seen that, but... That Pacquiao fight, I don't know. That fight was...
He fought him way different.
He fought, yeah.
Because Conor is a counter-puncher. Pac's not.
I'm calling shenanigans on it.
I think it was just textbook game plan.
Just the fact that he tried to bet on it on the 9.5 round.
That tells you right away he knew it.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to beat this dude when I'm going to beat him, whenever I feel like
whenever I want. I'm gonna give the fans something, and then I'm just going to smoke it.
Could you imagine if they let him make the bet?
He let McGregor punch himself out.
He said he gave his friend $400,000 to do it.
Yeah,
and he only let him bet $85,000.
Yeah, they said he tried to bet the $400,000. Yeah. I was like, yeah, no.
And they wouldn't because it was It was not because it was a promoter, because it was a time bet. Yeah. That means he can time it. Yeah. Yeah.
Had he bet on himself straight out, he'd been fine.
And he did. He always does.
Yeah, but.
But it was he for every million that he bet, the final numbers were he would have made back, I think, $180,000. But what if he bets his whole purse?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Vegas will let you do that. Like, you just bet $300 million on yourself? That's a hell of a fucking comeback.
I'm thinking there you might need to bet $1 million
on him.
Yeah, it was the biggest money event ever, I think, outside maybe the Super Bowl.
That was good. It was a good thing.
I actually thought I can echo Max Kellerman's sentiments when he said it was the best version of that shit that could have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
It was fun to watch. It was entertaining. I had a fucking excellent night. Seeing Joe Rogan in D.C. before that was fucking fantastic. Some dude was heckling him in the front row. Mm-hmm. Dude, he roasted this dude for 30 minutes. Just stopped the show and shit on him. Was like he was like, this is what happens when people like you don't get their fucking ass beat at some time in their life and you think you're important. And he just kept roasting him. And then he was like, all right, everybody stop. And he gave him the mic. He said, say something now, you fucking retard. He goes, this is why we can't say the word retard anymore, because people like you, because you're fucking retarded. And then he was like, what do you got to say now? And like, the thing about it is, he'll fuck you up. Like,
what was the guy saying shit for?
He was just yelling shit out. And then the bit that got him in trouble, Rogan was talking something about Jesus. And he was like, yeah, Jesus is real. And he was like, all right, man, you've been talking the whole show, dude. What the fuck do you want to say? I'm stopping it for you now. And he's like, you really want to get fucking, you want to ruin 3,000 other people's nights because you want to scream out Jesus? He goes, give me your evidence of Jesus. And the guy goes, he's embodied in you. And he went, shut the fuck up. And then he just straight flamed him for like 20, 30 minutes and then had him kicked out. And all of his friends stayed. All of his friends stayed. And he was like, see, you're not going to go with him because he's a fucking retard. He goes, they're all going to enjoy the show. Get the fuck out. And he was like heckling him on the way out. It was fantastic.
Like, yeah, that's my brother-in-law. I'm sorry.
He was like, is that your fucking husband? The chick was like, no. He goes, thank God you make some retarded fucking kids. Dude, it was funny, man. He roasted that dude. And then he just seamlessly jumped right back into his set. And I said the shit to Dave. I was like, I write a lot. And I have so much respect for fucking comedy. Because it's like my favorite art for like entertainment. I never had more respect for it than that night. Like, and just a couple weeks ago, I seen Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle do their thing. But no one's going to heckle those dudes.
Right.
Because it's Dave fucking Chappelle and Chris Rock. Everybody's just like silent except for their laughter. Well, that he just went off on a tangent, made the whole thing hilarious, and then somehow got right back into his routine. It was fucking phenomenal. I had new respect for that shit. That was awesome. We drank the whole way there. We got
How'd
there.
How'd you get there? Drive or train?
Allegedly. And then it's like we got there just in time. So we got like 5 minutes of the opener. He comes out, kills it. We're drinking these fucking 40-ounce beers in that bitch. I was like dizzy, dude. I was like, I gotta stop drinking, man. I'm not gonna, because I had to drive back at like 2 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't get home till like 4, maybe 3:30. Somebody got. But yeah, the fight was cool. Went to this movie theater. The funniest part of that, we go up to get these beers, and it's like 16, 17-year-old kids working at a theater, right? And the sign says $4.99 for Bud Light, so we're like two Bud Lights. He goes, all right, it's $5.99, whatever. And I was like, that says $4.99, man. He goes, yeah, but it just changed. I said, well, the sign didn't change. And I swear to God, this kid goes, like the air comes out, and he's looking at me like this.
Like, dude, don't be a dick.
He's just looking at me. And then Dave's like, nah, we'll pay it. I said, no, he won't. I said, go get that guy in the bow tie. And I swear to God, I looked at him. I said, I know, man. I know it hurts. I know how you feel right now. I work in customer service. I get it. Because you're going to go get him, and he's going to give it to us for that price, and you're going to be mad. But I want you to know it's going to be okay. And then he heard, the manager heard me talking to him, and the dude's like huffing and puffing like he wants to fight me. I'm like, you don't have to get so riled up, man. It's not your money. It's not your beer. And I said, it's only a dollar, and I don't care about it. And then Dave's
That's
like,
"That's the point."
Yeah, Dave goes, I'll just give you the $2 and a tip, dude. He goes, can you take tips? He's like, no. He goes, just put it in your pocket, man. Just put it in your pocket. And he gives him the $2. I was like, see, it all works out. Now go get the guy and give us a beer for the price. And the dude comes over because he hears me talking shit to him. And he's like, I know, man. I know. We've been giving these beers out. And I swear to God, the kid didn't talk for like the rest of the transaction. Goes and gets the beers, just looks at me. Slide. Like, he really wants to attack me.
This is the same reason why we're not allowed back in Hooters. Same fucking, same shit.
I was so condescending to that dude. It was like the boss in Office Space. So I was like, yeah, I know it hurts, but you're going to have to give it to me for that price, and it's not going to feel good. I know how it feels. I hate that shit. Like, I'll be at work, and I'll be like, no, we're not doing that. We're not giving you what you want. And then you get a supervisor, and they're like, okay. So I knew it was going to go down, and I've been in that position, but I was an asshole supervisor. So, like, if my people under me ever said something, I'd be like, yeah, that's what it is.
I'd be like, fuck this. I'd throw in a beer at you. But like, the $11.50 an hour I'm making for this shit isn't worth it.
Well, Dave gave him the $2.
Right, but...
Actually, it was fucking hilarious, because he kept sliding to him, and the kid wouldn't take the money, and he folded up. He's like, just put it in your pocket, man. He ain't looking, man. And he started trying to put it in his shirt and shit. It was funny, man. And he said he tipped him again later. So I was like, all right, cool. It worked out.
But this is why I go public places with you. I'd be too embarrassed. I don't already, like, you know what? I don't even want anything to drink anymore. I'm going back to my seat.
I was like, oh, I know. It sucks. But fuck it.
Such a
That's
dick.
Probably why I fell down the steps.
That's karma.
Mm-hmm. I scared the shit out of this old lady walking to her movie, too. Because, like, the way the staircase was, there was three of them. You walked up, and then you turned the corner and walked up the long one. And I fell down the long one. And I fucking bottomed out as she was coming up. She, like, spilled her popcorn. She was like, oh, my God. Are you okay? I was like, nah, I'm not. I think I just hurt my head. No, I didn't, though.
Oh, my pancreas.
Yeah, I was fine. I caught myself, and fucking Dave caught my head and shit. It was cool. But, yeah, we went and watched the fight. I'll never do it in a movie theater again.
That's like, how they used to do shit. That back when
yeah,
they would be wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like WrestleMania. I remember they was being held at the movie theaters. We had to go watch it there.
They did them. They did it at the Queen, too, which I heard was really cool. But that was like $30-$40.
How much did you pay?
$40. Which, you know, whatever. I thought it'd be a cool experience. I figured they would have the lights come like dimmed, but not all the way off. It was just like a movie, dude. Everyone's in there being super quiet.
Quiet?
They were so quiet, dude.
They had
church mice.
It was a bar in Philly. They bought the fight, and they bought a projector and projected it on the side of the building so everybody in the neighborhood could come watch. And they
that
had
must
a
have cost
street,
a lot.
Big oh, street yeah. party. Dude, they were saying that the illegal streams on the internet
wow,
were,
dude.
There was a certain one that if you clicked on it, you ended up getting a virus. So you got it all the way until the fight started, and that's when the virus hit your computer.
Yeah. I've streamed pay-per-view events before. You got to be careful.
Yeah, I was watching on Facebook.
Yeah.
Somebody was showing it from their TV, and everybody was like, hey, there's no sound. And everybody's like, you can't be sound because you're going to ruin it. Shut the fuck up. And everybody's like talking. Like, stop talking. You're going to bring attention to it.
Yeah.
And then right when the chick got done singing the national anthem, boom, it cut out.
They already stalled because Florida, and that's another thing. Floyd Mayweather is so conscious. He's like, wait a minute. What happened in Florida and California? Too many people over there, bro. Stall. And then they wait it and wait it and wait it. And then after, they always do that. They'll wait until the buys trickle in. But he was like, pay-per-view crash. We ain't coming out until that shit's back up.
Yeah.
That's why they came out so late.
Leave my mask on.
Yeah, it was perfect because we just got there. We just got to the bar when he came out.
Yeah, they stalled for you. They knew.
Yeah, he knew.
That shit was funny, man. I thought the interviews were handled super fucking well and classy. Conor is the funniest motherfucker alive. I'll tell you one takeaway I had from that fight. Malignaggi got trashed. Like, he had no shot because he boxed well for 3 or 4 rounds.
Oh, yeah.
And that and Floyd's got enough power to keep you off him. Paulie don't. Yeah, he got fucked up. Like,
and he looked out of shape.
Yeah. And he was fresh off the plane. I hope they release that shit. It'd be like 2 fights for 1. I know he got fucking beat.
Are they
going to
show a replay this weekend?
Yeah, it's already on YouTube. I watched it like 3 times.
I'm saying on Showtime.
Yeah. They'll do it with the last, you know how they do the All Access? They do an episode after, so it follows them after the
fight. So they'll show this fight again on Showtime.
Yeah, Saturday. And then they'll show the last episode of All Access.
HBO put fucking Miguel Cotto on the same time.
Yeah. Why would you do that? And he had a good fight, too.
I think he actually went.
I think he did, yeah.
It went till, I think they started at 9, but I'm pretty sure it went off right as the fight was starting.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because I remember seeing, I was like...
Yeah, it was boxing after dark.
So I was doing my draft, and I'm flipping through. I'm like, let me see what's on. Like, I know Saturday night is usually new movie night on HBO.
Couple weeks, Triple G's coming on.
Yeah I'm going to go to Ernest and Scott to watch that.
Oh, yeah, is it free?
Free, yeah. That place is a shit, too.
What day is that? 16th?
Saturday the 16th.
Mike on.
Yeah, he unanimously... And you know what? That guy was fighting, too. Yoshihiro Kamagai or whatever. It's a beast. I didn't fully expect Cotto to win that, but
was that dude Italian?
Yeah, super Italian. You know, Asian people's eyes aren't actually slanted. it's their puffiness under them that makes it appear that way. Do you know why it's puffy? It's a long line of evolution. They got used to it because of the, like, think Russia, like that point of Asia and shit. All the snow and the wind. They develop puffy eyes to block the wind and from the reflection of the sun off the snow. Shit's crazy, dude.
Did you ever see the thing on Facebook that goes around about how Mario is one of, like, every race, every ethnicity?
Well, he's certainly a lot of fucking stereotypically Italian.
He's Italian.
It's me!
He's Mexican because he pulls weeds. He's Jewish because he collects the coins. Like, it was everything, dude. It all made sense, too.
It's funny because it was a Japanese dude with an Italian accent. Fucking hilarious. But no, it was a fantastic night, man. And I tried to stay with that girl from the Phillies, from the Philly story. So she was like, all right, come through. I was like, bitch, I just got to the theater. She was like, come over here and watch it. I was like, nah, I'm good.
I'm already seated.
Yeah, I was I
punked
seated.
A 17-year-old for a beer. I ain't moving.
Yeah, I didn't punk him, man, but I was very, very condescending. Poor guy. I even called him his name because he had a name tag on.
This is even worse. Look, Steve.
Yeah, I know it hurts, man.
Poor Steve, if you're listening, man.
He was a little dude with a dirt mustache. Poor teenager. Probably went home so mad, dude. That's all right, though, man. That's a life lesson for that kid. He probably could have beat me up. I'd just fallen down some stairs. I was fucking drunk.
That was probably a bad life going on. Went home, his dad beat him.
He might have tapped me out, man. Who knows? I know the fucking manager came over looking like Corey Matthews, and he hooked it up. It was a good week. Now I'm looking forward to the next big fight. Oscar's being a bitch. Did you see what Dana White put on Instagram?
Nah.
Dog. Oscar tweeted. He was like, this is a fucking disgrace to boxing. It's a fraud. Dana White screen caps it, puts it on his Instagram. It's still there. He goes, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He goes, are you drinking booze and doing coke again? And it's still up there. He just straight shit on him. But I thought it was fucking awesome. Stephen A. Smith was hating on it. Whatever. Good fights coming. Good fucking football coming. I'm going to trade Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, you will. Hey, real quick. Do we get a second fight? Or you think?
Nah, it's done.
You think it's done?
It's the way it ends?
Even if there's more money to be made?
That's a good number.
There's another thing you could take away from this is if that version of Floyd was in there with Canelo, he gets knocked out. If he's in there with G, he gets knocked out. He could fight Cotto again and
beat
him.
Well, he won't fight them like that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't, but his feet...
He's done.
I'm glad he's done. Best fighter of his era. I don't put him over... I don't know. It's tough when you cross weight divisions. I don't put him over Roy Jones. But I put him over Oscar. And I put him over...
Oh, yeah. He's fucking way better. Oscar De La Hoya. Every pay-per-view he had was fucking...
The cool thing about him is he never ducked anything. He even fought... He came up to fight Bernard Hopkins when he was in that 20-0 title defense. But remember, who's the dude from Wales? Remember that guy, the white dude that beat Hopkins?
Calzaghe,
that's who it was. I couldn't fucking remember that dude's name. The Rabbit.
Yeah, but...
That dude was a beast, too.
He is good, but he ain't a Floyd Mayweather.
Nah, I just couldn't think of his name. Remember Jeff Lacy? We were thinking about people who didn't pan out. We were clowning like Andre Berto and Malignaggi. Then it brought me back to Jeff Lacy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jermaine Taylor, too.
Jermaine Taylor was the...
After he beat Hopkins.
Arguably. What's his name? Terrence Crawford just became the undisputed champion. The last guy to do that was Jermaine Taylor.
Who was the one that was in the Rocky movie?
That was the guy who beat Roy Jones.
What the fuck is his name, man? I got his face.
And Hopkins also beat him. Yeah, I got his face, too.
Yeah.
You gonna have any more excuses tonight, Roy? I gotta look him up now.
Mason and the Lion Dixon.
Mason and the Lion Dixon. That's Mason and the Lion Dixon. Name.
What the fuck was his name? It's a race to get it.
He was hot at that point.
I thought he was just overrated, man. He beat Roy Jones because Roy Jones came up too high in weight.
Well, no, that was after he came back down.
Oh, he came. Whatever.
Remember,
he
went up and beat Ruiz at.
But he was still out of his prime.
Damn, Roy Jones been knocked out a lot.
Yeah, that's why I would say. Mayweather's a better fighter than Roy Jones.
He has a better record, I think, but if you're talking just straight skill,
ability.
Oh, my God. I never seen
but
nothing.
When you got the whole package, Mayweather with the defense, with the IQ.
Antonio Tarver.
Yeah, that's Antonio Tarver. Yeah.
He gave Rocky a run.
Yeah.
Mason the Lion, he beat him, right?
Yeah, he did. It was by decision, though. He broke his hand, but it went numb two rounds later. Rock hung with
Hey, yo, Steps. I'm going to put it on the Steps. Steps.
What's the excuses tonight, bro? Hey, yo, Lil Marie.
Did you see that Dolph Lundgren's going to be in the next Creed movie and they're going to fight?
He just keeps putting him in movies. Nah.
Yeah. They're not going to fight, but I guess they're going to be training and somehow him and...
You got to stop with that.
Him and...
here it is.
Him and the Russian get into it.
Nah, the first fight was good. Oh, yeah. Second round.
Damn.
When his head bounced off that fucking canvas, dude.
He got up.
Nah, they don't let him fight. See?
What's the one where he's knocked out cold?
Chad Dahl.
Was it Tarver again?
Nah, he beat Tarver and then Tarver knocked him out. It was some guy named Dawson, I think.
Creek?
Yeah.
Mason Lyon
Dawson pitch? Leary. Junior verse. Glenn Johnson. That's what it is. Yeah, he knocks him cold, knocks him dead. It was a good... it's already over. Oh, my God, he's out. Dude, he's still out.
Hey, I seen him fight live, man.
Oh, shit. Right at the end of the round, too? If I remember correctly, it's a straight right. All right, must be at the start of the next round. Look at Antonio Tarver laughing. Fucking dude, look at that cell phone. All right, here he comes. It's got to be this round.
In 2004, he had probably hooked one of his old Zach Morris fans.
Damn near. Oh, shit. It made it to the... Glenn Johnson was supposed to be good, and he was good. Who's that kid? Chad Dawson fought him?
Somebody beat him down.
Oh, there it was. Yeah, it was the right. And then that's the one where his head bounced off the canvas, and he's just stiff, dude. He was in the hospital for a couple of days after
he's
that.
He's in concussion protocol still.
Definitely.
He's trying to get up.
He still talks pretty well. Dude, he's out of it.
You ever watch Family Guy when they pick on the boxers? They always got the guy, his jaw is all the way over here, and he makes absolutely no sense.
No sense. Sounds like Shane Mosley. Why do they keep bringing that guy on TV? Shane can't talk. He just can't talk. His son's supposed to be decent. Yo, Roy Jones is asleep.
He can't talk that bad. It's that bad.
Shane Mosley's bad, bro. Yeah, he was just on, he was making his rounds for Fox Sports. So he was on Undisputed and Colin Cowherd. Let's pull it up.
Dude, he's going to be like Jim McMahon. He's going to be driving the store one day and forget where the fuck he's at.
Damn, poor dude. He looks old as hell, too.
He's been in a lot of wars, bro.
Oh, I knew that.
Let's watch this one. Oh, shit. Oh, he sounds bad. Start this
out.
Let's start laughing.
That's not too bad. It's not Evander Holyfield bad.
Nothing. Yeah. All these guys talk about. We're the next 18 days away from Mayweather McGregor. Do you give Conor any shot to win?
He's got that retard rock to him.
I'm shocked. I'm not even shocked. It's a totally different sport. It's kind of like the MMA in boxes. It's like a sprinter running against a long-distance runner.
Like, he doesn't sound too bad, but when you compare him to early in his career, he sounds fucked. Let's go to the king, though. My favorite fighter of all time. Evander the real fucking deal, bro. Oh, my. Yo, that dude, that's my favorite fighter for sure. That dude had more heart than anybody. Let's hear this fucking guy talk. You ever watching him? You ever watch him fight back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember, I'm a lot older than you guys.
Yeah.
Motherfucker looks like Uncle Ben.
The rice guy?
Yeah.
He was it, dude. He was it for the heavyweight division. I mean, once he was done...
Him and Lennox Lewis,
that was it, and that was over. There's never been a good super heavyweight division.
We're not even going to listen to Floyd Mayweather Sr. talk. You know who sounds really good, especially for his age and his wars, was Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You bet. I can already tell him you're watching a lot of fucking Evander Holyfield.
I was lucky enough. I came up with the Tyson era, dude. It was when Tyson lost.
Yeah, I was a baby, but I remember the hype, though.
Dude, that fight he lost to Buster Douglas.
Yeah, I watched that fight, yeah.
I mean, and nobody cared. That's the thing. That probably the buy rate is probably got to be the lowest buy rate ever for.
They fought in Japan, right?
Yeah, and it was in the middle of the night, and no one gave a fuck.
No.
Because he was going to kill Buster Douglas. It was, who was he going to get in that? There was no way left for him to fight.
It was supposed to be Holyfield after that. That's why Holyfield got the Buster Douglas fight.
And then we woke up the next day and was like, are oh my God, fucking kidding me?
Oh my
this
God.
This can't be true.
That's why I don't put Tyson up there, man. He was knocking out bums, bro. But for viciousness like in the ring, though.
And didn't he, Buster Douglas, did he lose it to, was he the one that lost to Foreman?
I think it was Michael Moore.
Michael Moore. And it was Roger Moore. Around that time.
Roger Moore was James Bond.
Because right after Foreman won, I remember it like, oh my God, shocks the world. And that's when the fucking grill came out.
Yeah.
And then it was
Foreman
done.
Beat Roger Moore. Is it Mike? No, it's Michael Moorer. That's his name. Michael Moorer. He beat him when he wasn't supposed to. He was like damn near 50. Jim Lantley was crying and shit.
What year was it? I think I want to say it was 92, 93.
I think it was a little later.
It was early.
I remember 90s. I was at my great grandmother's for the weekend. She had, this is back before we had digital cable. We had the converter boxes. And in order to get the channels, they had to go up on the pole and fuck around
oh
the boxes.
God, look at it.
And we had HBO got washed out at Granny's house. So I was at Granny's house watching the fight and watched Larry, watched Foreman beat him.
I want to say that was 93.
On the illegal cable.
Oh, the black box? Man, yeah. we used to love those, dude.
No, the thing up on the box
you
got
wired
washed.
Straight?
The filter got washed out.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any hookup. It just washed out, so we got to see it for free.
Do you remember the Fan Man fight?
When a dude flew in. It was in Vegas. He flew in.
And they broke his back. They beat the shit out of him. It was 94. Called it.
That was, I think, because that's like when Vegas was huge that year for a bunch of things. They had the first outdoor WrestleMania was in Vegas.
Yeah,
it was
Lex
that
Luger.
Same year. Yeah, Lex Luger.
Lifted up Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Dude, look at fucking Foreman, though, man. How do you come back like that? Don't forget that dude.
He was old as fuck.
But he was in the Rumble in the fucking jungle, bro.
He's fighting in the 70s, 20 years later.
Yo, Ali was like.
He's like Bernard Hopkins.
Just no footwork. Just come here, boy.
Just come here. Boom.
Just come here.
Stop moving, man.
Big country
take
motherfucker.
The beating, son.
I fucking love George Foreman, dude.
Damn.
Yo, he's still got that power. They say that's the last thing to leave is the power. He connects with that 1-2 and just drops him. Michael Moore went on to become a very good trainer.
Look, he's like bullying the dude. Like he's just pushing him and swinging, pushing and swinging.
Moore was winning this fight. I've watched this numerous times. There's that bald head white dude, the judge. Wasn't he a judge? He was also a referee.
Oh yeah, the Tyson fights.
Yeah.
The fuck was his name?
That's not him though, because he never had those tufts of hair. I can't remember his name, but he was big for a while. Dude, Foreman is selling out for this knockout. He knows he needs it. He had that cross defense where he'd come at you like this. Look at Teddy Atlas in the corner. Like I said, Michael Moore became a really good trainer, I think, with Atlas. And then he worked with, I want to say, Freddie Roach for a little while. He was a better fighter. He came up in a tough fucking era, man. Came up in an era where you had to fight a prime Tyson, Lennox, and Holyfield to get to the top. There it was. That 1-2 hit just collapsed him, dude.
I want to say I wasn't even paying. I had it on, but I think I was playing Game Boy. I really wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah.
I heard, like, he went down. Like, what?
Or Duck Hunt.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's not going to make it. George Foreman has done it. George Foreman. I starts crying and shit. 46 years old. Must be watching the Eurocast. When I watched Mayweather McGregor again, I had to watch that shit in Japanese, dude. It was cool, though, because I put it on mute. I could actually just not let it affect me.
Well, somebody had posted on Facebook. They said, if you want a the illegal feed, it's... The only problem is it's in Spanish.
Yeah. You can get it in Spanish, Japanese. I also watched the British cast, allegedly. Man, Foreman, I'm going to be watching boxing highlights tonight, bro. Mm-hmm. I think that wraps it up for this week, man.
Yeah.
Come back next week to hear the results of this Kareem Hunt trade. Peace, bitches.
Dumpster fire? Which one is it?
Yeah, I was thinking like doing time. That's kind of cool, right? Doing time. With a real motherfucker like me.
If you hated it, suck a dick.
Go fuck yourself.
If you're going to bed,
who would you rather fuck? I'm gonna have to edit the fuck out of it.
Either way, the fucking